A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Nation, please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Nation, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we talk about various fascinating topics and we increase our knowledge and we learn the pearls of wisdom from this very program. Today, we'll be talking about a very different topic, but inshallah, you will be learning a lot in this regard. The subject is the apparent passing of the best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Be with us from start till end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, in the beginning. Ask your family members, kids, children to sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start till end. With good intentions, of course, my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, gives us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch. From start till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Remember, you can add as many good intentions as possible, inshallah, to increase the amount of reward you will attain for this particular task of watching this religious program. Yes, respected viewers, let's start our subject, the topic what we're going to discuss. That is the apparent passing of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The mother of believer, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam returned home from Al-Baqi after the funeral prayer and burial of one of the companions. I had a headache at that time and I said, oh my head. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O Aisha, not your head, rather my head. This is when the illness began, which led to his apparent passing. Respected viewers, ulama, scholars, they write a beautiful point on this very beautiful hadith that they talk about the love of Sayyida Aisha, Siddiqa, Tayyiba, Tahira, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Look here, Sayyida Aisha, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she said, oh my head. She was feeling headache and she expressed that. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, not your head, rather my head. Ulama they mention, actually Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had headache. But its effect was being felt by Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. This was their love, Allahu Akbar Kabira. Okay, one would feel the pain, this effect was felt by the other. This is known as the mi'raj of one's love. You see, the climax of one's devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, this is known as being fana fir rasul. And Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha was at that level of love, was at that level of devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that she was at the maqam of fana fir rasul. Allahu Akbar. Although this illness of headache was the illness which led the apparent passing of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But ulama, they mentioned that this was not just at that very moment which it occurred. Rather, the pain, the headache was there even before, in earlier life of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It would come and present itself in the court of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. Sometimes it was entire head, and sometimes in half of the head. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam would feel a headache. So this tells us that this illness is mubarak. This is blessed. Allahu Akbar. Al-Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman, he says that headaches and fevers are the blessed illnesses which affected the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. It is narrated that Sayyiduna Fatah Musali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had once a headache and he became happy and he said, Allah Almighty bless me with the illness that Anbiya Ikram alayhi wassalatu wassalam had. And out of gratitude, he prayed 400 nawafil. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Speculators, I would like to just pause here and I want to bring this into your attention. One very important point. What is our condition, right? Even if we have got blessings, we have got ni'mas from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many viewers right now, those they are watching, they would be blessed out of millions, right? We are the fortunate ones, alhamdulillah. We've got shelter, we've got clean water, we've got food to eat, we've got house to live. You name any blessings you would be enjoying. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt at all. But having all these blessings, uncountable ni'mas from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet we keep on complaining. Many a times, many occasions, we complain, we mourn, and we are ungrateful. But look at the awliya Allah. Look at the pious predecessors. They would not pay shukr on the ni'mas alone, but even if they would get any test from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any calamity would befall, upon that calamity, upon that test, they would pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Safatah Musali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, apparently a headache has approached, has affected. But what he is done is 400 nawafil in the shukrana, in the gratitude. Out of gratitude, respected viewers of Madani Channel. This is something incredible to notice. And for us to learn that, if not on the calamities we can pay shukr, but at least on the ni'mas, on the blessings, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be grateful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala and says that we were present in a masjid and saw the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam enter with a bandage tied around his blessed head because of his headache. We gathered by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and he delivered a sermon. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sat on the minbar pulpit and said, Allah has given one of his slaves the choice of receiving whatever he likes from the splendor and luxury of the worldly life or to accept the good of the hereafter. This choice Allah has given to one of his slaves. So he has chosen the blessings that are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala and wept and said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may our fathers and mothers be sacrificed for you. After hearing this, this was the response of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala. And the narrator mentions, we were astonished by this. That why Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq cried and he said this. And people said, look at this old man, i.e. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is talking about a slave who has been given the choice. Why is he crying? Later, they say, we realized the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given this option. And he was talking about himself. And that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala knew better than us. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes the shara of this hadith. And he writes that this incident occurred 5 days before to the apparent passing of the greatest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, which was on a Monday. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam delivered this sermon on Thursday prior to that. So we deduce that from amongst the noble companions and pure Ahl al-Bayt radiyallahu anhum, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an was the greatest scholar in terms of knowledge, the most intelligent and the most aware of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's behavior and mizaj mubarak. Subhanallah. Before the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam passed away, he made Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an leave the prayer. This is because only the greatest scholar is made the imam. And he was the greatest scholar from amongst all the noble companions. Subhanallah. Respect you, we also learn the shan of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. That he was made the imam because he was the greatest scholar. And that's why he is known to be Afdalul Bashar Ba'dal Anbiya. Best after the Prophet said Rasul is the dhat of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. And respective viewers, we also learn that the one who is greatest scholar, he is made the imam. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam asked to lead salah. To whom? To Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and in his own life. So this was the sign that amongst all is the zat of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu an who is the greatest scholar. That's why he was made imam. And there was one salah prayed in Masjid Al-Aqsa when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam set off to journey of Mi'raj, and there was a stay in Masjid Al-Aqsa where a prayer was prayed, a salah was prayed, and all Anbiya and Rasul, 124,000 approximate Anbiya Kiram, they were called and they were present there. Allahu Ani. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was asked to lead the salah of all Anbiya and Rasulullah Jibreel Ameen alayhi salam. This was to show that amongst all Anbiya and Rasul, if the one who has the greatest knowledge and maqam and status is the zat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's why he was made imam of all Anbiya and Rusul. Because the greatest scholar is made imam. And this was to show the honor, dignity, and the shan, maqam and status of your and my beloved final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam by giving him the title of Imamul Anbiya. One more thing we learn, that before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, other prophets, they had passed away apparently, right? But they were gathered there. Allahu Akbar Kabir. So we also learn that Anbiya ko bhi ajal aani hai, aisi aani ke fakat aani hai. Anbiya, they will also taste the death, but they will just taste the death, and that will be just for a moment. Momentarily, they will have that the qaza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, that is fulfilled. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get it fulfilled. Then again, they have the life even better than us. Subhanallah. Respect viewers, inshallah we will learn about different ahadith, we'll learn about different other inshallah dalail which talk about the hayat of Anbiya, which talks about the life of Anbiya and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is a very famous hadith reported by many scholars where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-anbiya'u ahya'un fi quburihim yusallun. The prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam are alive praying in their graves. Allah has forbidden the earth to consume the bodies of the prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam. That's why Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, tu zinda hai wallah, mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. He mentions Qasam twice and he says, Prophet, you are alive, you are alive. Yes. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also tasted death. But that was only for a moment. But after that, he was granted a life again like his preceding tangible, worldly life. And so remember, all noble prophets are alive in their graves, receive sustenance and travel wherever they please. May Allah grant us the ability to learn and remain firm upon the correct Islamic beliefs. Respective viewers, inshallah, in upcoming episodes, we will further talk about this very subject of apparent passing of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and our aqeedah that anbiya are alive in their graves. And inshallah, we'll further explore in the light of Quran and Hadith. So keep watching Madani channel. That's all for today. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Until next time, Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge is life.